The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
DV Kid cannot appear this first hour tonight, and so instead, Gerald Celente has kindly offered to step into the breach, or is it reach into the step? At any rate, Gerald, thank you for being here. How the heck are you? How's Kingston? How was your 4th of July? How did it go?
The 4th of July festival in Kingston was spectacular. Everybody here...
Wow.
But you could not believe, everybody was just so nice and respectful. And the vendors, you know, we had vendors there, and
sure.
And they were all telling us, "Wow, these people are great. These people are great." And Judge Napolitano was there, Lynette Zhang, Smokey Hormel's band, Zydeco Cats playing real great stuff, and and it was about freedom, peace, and justice. And of course, how they're robbing it from us, and how I won't tolerate it. People have been saying to me, my YouTube things, that I'm using profanity. They actually call it potty talk. These are adults calling it potty talk. It's not potty talk.
Come on.
These are not adults.
They're children and older bodies.
Children. And they're swallowing the crap that's shoved down their throat, and that's why they call it potty talk. Because what happens is it is the correct expression when they do things the way they're doing it to us, to call it exactly what it is and call the people that are doing it exactly who they are. It's not potty talk. And what they are. There is not an outrage across this nation from Biden telling us twice within the last week that it's our patriotic duty to get a vaccination. And when I say, who the F are you talking to? It's like, if somebody told me that straight to my face, that's exactly, who are you talking to? Calm down, bend over, and take it like the rest of us peasants.
Take your vaccine. Uh-huh.
Of Slavelandia, yeah.
I'm sorry, excuse me. Go ahead.
No, to call this a patriotic duty?
Uh-uh.
I mean, who are you talking to?
It's like...
A vaccination, you know what it is?
You know what it is? It's like committing Harry Carey. It's that the same thing. It's your patriotic duty to kill yourself. Harry Carey, go ahead, take a shot. We might have 200,000 murdered Americans, Gerald. We don't know. VAERS only gets 1%. That's right.
Nobody knows. This is an operation warped speed, so you have to be warped, in my belief, to take
Amen.
It.
Amen.
And it still hasn't been approved by the FDA.
Never will be. Not going to happen.
Even if they do, they're part of the
it's all bullshit. They're liars. Yeah. It doesn't matter what they say.
Shouldn't use that word bullshit. That is profanity.
Oh, it's potty mouth. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, and that's the other thing. You know, look who the piece of scum that was the head of the FDA. This guy Gottlieb, and now where is he? Oh, you mean he's on the board of directors of Pfizer?
I didn't know that. Oh, yeah. There's the one. That's the topper for the day. Talking about musical chairs.
They got this arrogant little boy of nothing. These aren't men. Yeah. You call these guys out, you know, man to man, they wouldn't know what to do. This little clown's out there on all the prostitute network selling fear and hysteria. Oh, the Delta variant is coming. The Delta variant is coming.
Wait. Here's the latest. You just touched the right button here. I'm going to bring this up here. There it is. California has discovered the first triple mutant of the COVID virus.
Yep.
I'm kidding. Triple. Oh, excuse me. The fear porn drums are beating tonight. The triple mutant. And they're calling it the Epsilon, another Greek letter, Delta, Lambda, and now Epsilon, the Epsilon triple mutant version. It's all fear porn. It's all comic book crap. It's a lie. They haven't even isolated the damn virus. Oh, that's potty mouth.
What they're doing, when again, this is global. They're locking down, you know, North, South Wales, and Australia, and you read that. You know, I get all this, you know, news all the time, the News Daily, it's called, and you know, I read it from Australia, and it's the cases. Okay, Australia, 25 million people, right? You know how many people died of COVID this year?
In reality?
Even by the fake numbers they give.
It's some huge number. I forget what it is. What is it?
If you go to Worldometer and look it up, anybody could do it. Zero. Zero.
Really? Okay.
No one's died this year. 910 people died of, allegedly died of the virus.
And this is the Worldometer. The Worldometer.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, all right. Okay,
yeah.
I didn't
look
catch that part.
Yeah.
I got you.
And look it up. It's right there. 910 people died in a year and a half out of 25 million people, and you're locking the place down. No one's died this year.
Well, remember, we got to lock the healthy people down.
But you know why
down.
They're doing it? Because the vaccination rate's only around 6%. No one's dying. No one's getting vaccinated, and they're locking it down. The drug dealers are in charge.
Uh-huh.
It's a drug cartel. Everybody get it in your head. And the reason why these low-life scum, like the Cartoon News Network, CNN, and that guy Zucker, and you could take that Z out and stick an F in there.
Yeah.
Him. You know what the headline is? Go to CNN.com. Pfizer sees warning immunity from its COVID-19 vaccine. The company says it's picking up efforts to develop a new booster.
Oh, no, here. I got it. It's Pfizer sees waning immunity from its COVID-19 vaccine. So the company is saying that its vax isn't working. It's beginning to wane. So what does that mean, dear ladies and gentlemen? That means you need to roll up your sleeve probably monthly to keep that Pfizer vax working, right? So they're playing so many angles on this. Now they're actually admitting that their immunity from the vaccine is failing. It's waning. Oh, man.
Yeah, and that's the other lie. That's the other lie spewing out of that Biden's mouth and the others. That, you know, he's saying, dude, this is great. It's for free. It's not free. We, the taxpayers, paid tens of billions of dollars for this stuff. It's not free, you damn liar. Oh, no, Zelensky, don't call him a damn liar. Yeah. That's disrespectful. He's our president. You're supposed to bend over, bow down, and suck up.
Look, Pfizer made over $1 billion in net profit in the first 6 months of this year with those kill shots they're giving. $1 billion. See, there's big money in killing people. Big money.
It's way more than that. Way more than that. It's way more than that from the numbers that we looked up in the Trends Journal.
Since they admitted the year, of course.
By the end of the year, it's going to be like something like $17 billion.
Oh, wouldn't be surprised. Wouldn't be surprised.
You know, it's global.
The big story to me is the transmission story. They announced in the beginning that their target was to get 70% of the world's population vaxxed. What did that tell all of you immediately? There is a mechanism being built into this to spread the vax among that 30% from the 70% that get the kill shots. And they're doing it. This transmission, this lateral horizontal transmission, is real. It's getting worse. More people are being impacted terribly by this. We may be seeing them actually being vaccinated by the vaxxed. The unvaccinated are being vaccinated, but something bad is going on. So to all of you people out there, I'm not speaking for Gerald, but when I go out now, I wear an N95 mask because I know these people who are vaxxed are exuding these spike proteins and probably a lot more. They're not telling us, we're figuring this out on our own. But the number of people who have gotten sick being around someone they know and love, usually the first 48 hours are the most volatile, they are getting sick. Sick as hell, some of them. And this is not a joke. One woman got sick from her vaxxed boyfriend. I read this to you last night. She gave her little children, her boys, hugs. They both got sick, right? They're not vaxxed, but they got sick. And it's the same kind of thing. We're talking about blood disorders, blood attack on your blood system, your immune system. This is really diabolical. It's beyond that. It's beyond words. It's that evil. Gerald knows this. He's been following this. It's all in the Trends Journal. We have a problem. And the problem is they want us dead, a lot of us. And there's no indication that your body, once it has been genetically altered to create the spike protein 25 hours a day and dump it through all your body fluids, through your exhalation, through your skin, there's no indication that your body will stop producing it. Okay? This thing about Pfizer admitting that their vaccine effectiveness might be waning? Give me a break.
They're coming in for two shots. Three shots, I'm sorry. But it's going to be every year. And what they're going to do, again, one of our Trends Journals about a month and a half ago was get ready for COVID War 2.0. So what they're going to do is they're going to loosen things up for the summer and try to get more tax revenues coming in. And then when wintertime comes, autumn, it's back. It's back. It's back. I mean, you look at the cases. Every I'm telling you, they keep pushing this up. Cases, variants growing in places where people haven't got the vaccination. So I looked up how many deaths happened, right? In the last 7 days, like 324. Out of 336 million people, 332 million people. What do you tell me 334 people died? Oh, and then you go back to January, February, and it was only 3,000-some-hundred that they allegedly said died from it. Okay, so February 3,000 died, July 300 dying every 7 days. Why are you telling me this stuff? And why are you telling me there's a variant and it's deadly when people aren't dying from it? And by the way, that's the other thing that they're not reporting with this Delta variant. Oh, it's transmissible, it's greater. Yeah, but the death rate is much lower. And allegedly, it's
weaker.
Not as deadly.
They always, when they, vaccines, come on, viruses, we know what they do. Viruses, when they mutate, they get weaker. It's just a matter of fact. So
yeah,
this
but they're
variant
not saying
is
that.
Weaker. And of course
they're
not.
They're not saying that.
No.
And,
nope.
And here's the other thing. They have all of these news articles, and again, you see the magazines, 140 pages last edition. Yeah. And there's never, in any of the mainstream media, people them interviewing people to say the opposite of what they're pushing. So how about the people that say, no, you're wrong on this fact. This is the way we see it. These are the facts that we have. That's called journalism. No more. It's gone. There's only one way to look at the story, and that's the way they're selling it.
It's true, what you're saying.
Journalism's dead.
Oh, it's gone. It was bought out years ago.
Oh, years ago.
Five corporations control 95% of the media. Where's your journalism?
Yep, and they're getting bigger. Yeah, so anyway, everybody listening, you know, please subscribe to the Trends Journal if you really want to know what's going on, because there's no magazine comes close to it in the world, and I'm not saying it because it's mine. If you could show me one that comes close to it, I'd like to see it. Because
Let me say this. You've done something that hasn't been done in journalism and never been done on the scale you're doing it before, but probably in 50 to 60 years, offering a real survey of honest-to-God truth, what's going on around you. And it's brilliantly written, beautifully illustrated, and friends, not a commercial in the whole thing. You can't find that now. It's what Time magazine at once promised to be, never quite made it. It's what Time should have been, but never will be. Time's dead.
Well, again, but even Time, though, you know, Time is, all they're doing is reporting what's going on. We're saying what goes on, what it means, and what's next.
You're not
and what's next.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You
know,
you're processing and synthesizing reality and presenting it. That's journalism.
And saying where it's going.
Correct.
You know, and, this is the big story in the Atlantic. You ready for this? What does Mitch McConnell do now? At age 79, the longtime Senate Republican leader is contemplating his legacy. Your legacy? You're dead when you got a legacy. What the hell do you care about what people think about when you're dead? I could care what people think about me when I'm alive. I could care when I'm dead. I mean, really, they talk about a person's legacy? Grow up. What the hell's wrong with you? You care what people think about you after you're dead? As I said, you know how many people up here in Kingston, they can't stand me because this is libtard land. And I, I don't take a political position. You know that. I mean, I think they're all terrible. And because I don't buy what they believe in, they can't stand me.
I'm sure you lay awake at night worrying about it.
Oh, I can't sleep. That's what I mean. I could care less what people think about me when I'm alive, right? I care when I'm dead. And, you know, so I said at the rally, I said, last 4th of July we had a rally, and Judge Napolitano was here for that one, too. Uh-huh. I said, so he's dead, and I died, and everybody that came the last time that was here died because of we had the rally and all the hatred I got from the community for having the rally. We all died, so this isn't me on the stage right now. And when you see Napolitano, that's not him. We all died from the virus. You got these little jerks that believe this crap, you know, the hatred I got for having the 4th of July festival last year, you would not believe.
I'm rather sad to hear it. That it's gotten that bad out there, but that's a perfect barometer of it.
It's New York. You know, you got all these, and they're not the real New Yorkers. You know, it's a different New York now, you know. I look at this clown Cuomo. He's passed this gun law the other day, another executive order, you know, restrain guns because violence is going up. Hey, dumbbell, you're the one that caused it. I said this in the magazine in March of 2020. When people lose everything and have nothing left to lose, they're going to lose it, and you're going to see a sharp rise in crime because of the lockdowns. Moron, imbecile, you're the one that caused it.
Well, that's a wonderful statement, but unfortunately, we live in an era of non-accountability.
No.
It's not my fault.
And now he's doing it, and now I'm fighting this. You're fighting it, you caused it.
Yeah.
But none of the media will report what I just said. It's in the magazine. You can read it. I've been warning this for over a year and a half.
Yeah. Yeah.
When people lose everything and have nothing left to lose, they lose it.
Absolutely right. And it's going to get worse Oh, you haven't seen anything yet. Wait till you see these inner cities now. You saw the video of the gang of blacks that drugged that Puerto Rican couple out of a car and executed them. You saw that?
No. No, I didn't.
This is a couple weeks ago. Yeah, and that's in Lizard Lightfoot's Chicago, that wonderful town, where they shoot like 150 people every weekend.
Yeah, 100 people died over the weekend, they shot. Yeah.
It's okay. Yeah. Anyway, don't worry, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to get worse. Don't worry. You haven't seen anything yet. They're going. You know what's going to happen?
And now here's the big story coming out in New York. You ready?
Yeah.
Andrew Cuomo's daughter says she's demisexual.
I got it. I did that the other night.
She came out. I could give a damn what some 24-year-old... And you read this thing. She goes, I mean, I can't believe it. I can care less what you think. You're 23 years old. You don't know anything to begin with at that age. But here's what she wrote. When I was in elementary school, I feared that I was a lesbian. When I was in middle school, I came out to my family and close friends as bisexual. When I was in high school, I discovered pansexuality and thought, that's the flag for me. Oh, the hell, you're throwing this crap out. I want to hear this stuff. That shows you what kind of a screwed up family you come from.
Because
your old man is so
hell.
Damn tight, man.
Yeah. No, this is ridiculous. There are over 54, I don't know how many gender assignments now. I'm identifying with being a demisexual today, so I'm coming out. I'm going to be a demisexual. Next week I'll be a quadrosexual next week. And then a trisexual if I identify with that. No, it's gone completely insane.
I know.
By design. This is all being encouraged. Oh, man. Yeah, I laughed like hell on that one. Demisexual. Hold on a minute. Gerald and I'll be right back. Crazy time. Okay, welcome back, and I hope all of you got a look at Dr. Strangelove, Klaus Schwab, announcing that you better be careful and be prepared. We might have a cyber attack that takes out the world's grid. He said that. Did you hear that one?
No.
Oh, this is...
But that's going to be actually... You know, I was a keynote speaker... at Virginia Military Institute back in the day.
You've been speaker more times you can count, I'm sure.
Yeah. And I was there to talk about New Millennium Warfare. This is 2000. Mm-hmm. And they say the generals are always fighting the last war. And it's true. You know, these aren't the brightest cats on the planet. And they wanted me to talk about what New Millennium Warfare would be. Mm-hmm. And that's the kind of thing I was talking about back in 2000, 21 years ago, about cyber attacks, a different kind of weaponry, the hypersonic weaponry that we have now. You see all of these drills and all these, quote, war games. Isn't that a nice name to call it, war games? And, you know, these ships are obsolete. And this new war when it happens, World War III, when they asked Einstein, they asked him what kind of weapons would be used to fight World War III, and he said, I don't know. He said, they're using sticks and stones to fight World War IV. And that's what we're going to see. And when you think about the cyber attacks, how the whole world has become so so dependent upon something that didn't matter, back in the 1990s. We could kill you. That's not ancient history, but it is ancient history because we're in 2020. So 1920 was very different from 1890, and 1990 is very different from 2021. So it's a whole new world. We're in a whole new century. Of the past is gone, and nothing very little relates to the future. So the wars and where we're going as society is totally different as the 19th century was from the 18th, the 20th from the 19th, the 21st will be that to the 20th. And the biggest down of it all is going to be, it's going to be China's century.
Here's Klaus Schwab. I'm not real happy about having to deal with China.
I view them as the
kingdom of the killer ants. They would kill us all.
I said it's going to be terrible. That's what I'm saying.
They'd have wet markets in the street where they'd be selling off white people and butcher them on the spot. Now I'm joking for you Chinese out there. But not by much. They hate Americans, especially the PLA and the CCP, and you all know it. And they would not mind. And you've heard me quote the general's speech. He said, if it came between Chinese and Americans, we'd have no problem killing 200 million Americans with biological weapons. No problem at all. All right. So here's now. Remember, they always tell us in advance of big things that they are going to do. You all know about the patents and the talk earlier, but what was it, Operation 201 or whatever the hell it was. Anyway, here's Klaus now warning about the power grid. And if you remember, and forgive me for repeating this, but 2 years ago, last November, 2.5 years ago, the DHS under Trump announced, and it came and went real fast, that Americans had better be prepared with food and water, etc., to be without electricity for 6 months or longer. Now, that was a big story, and it came and it went. I didn't let it go. But here's Uncle Klaus, Dr. Strangelove. Let's listen to what he says.
We all know, but still pay insufficient attention to the frightening scenario of a comprehensive cyber attack, which would bring to a complete halt to the power supply, transportation, hospital services, our society as a whole. The COVID-19 crisis would be seen in this respect as a small disturbance.
COVID-19, just a small disturbance. Okay, that's what he's saying.
In comparison to a major cyber attack. To use the COVID-19 crisis as a timely opportunity to reflect on the lessons the cybersecurity community can draw and improve our preparedness for a potential cyber pandemic.
A cyber pandemic, Gerald. It's going to shut down the world's grids. I don't know how they're going to do it with 189 countries, but maybe there's something else that they're planning. I don't know. But these warnings, I do take them seriously. I don't dismiss them because they tell us almost invariably in advance what they're going to do. So there you go.
Yeah, anyway, of course there's going to be. That's what I'm saying. You know, this is old news. When the wars break out between countries, that's what's going to happen. And as I said, you know, one of our top trends for 2021 was China 2021, the 21st century. And if the American century was the 20th century. But the business of America has been war. The business of China is business. And thanks to Bill Clinton and Biden and all the repulsivekins and dumbocrats, they gave the Chinese everything they needed. They gave them our high tech and they gave them our heavy industry. There was a nothing country going back into 2000. And you look at their GDP from when they came into the World Trade Organization. And now they don't need us anymore. You heard Xi's speech last week. About anybody who tries to mess with them will smash their head against the wall.
They're ready for a fight, And they don't mind losing 500 million people. I don't think they can afford that.
Nobody's going to fight them. Nobody. There's not going to be there unless there's a total maniac in charge, which we could well be because we've had them there before. I mean, you had Woodrow Wilson. There's a guy that should rot in hell for bringing us into World War One and creating the Federal Reserve.
Yeah.
I mean, look at totally one after another.
I know.
You know, so if the next war will be the war, again, it'll be the next war, the war, as Einstein said, World War IV will be fought with sticks and stones. It'll be the wipeout of humanity.
Well, I don't think we're necessarily going to get to World War III or World War IV.
I think I don't either.
We're already actually in World War III with China. This is a bioweapon attack on America. And they were involved with the creation of this monstrosity, whatever it is. They had a role in it, a big role. So the war really has already begun, in my view. And it's not going to be a nuclear war necessarily at all.
Well, they're talking like today, the Japanese came out 2 days ago saying that we're going to join the United States and fight China if they try to take Taiwan.
There's a very careful wording in there. It's important. We will support the United States and Taiwan if the United States moves to protect Taiwan. If the United States moves to protect Taiwan.
They said if China tries to take Taiwan, they will join the United States to fight the Chinese. That's what the defense minister
said. I had the thing backwards then. All right. Yeah. Very good.
So what I'm saying is there's no way. There's no way. There's no way that, and China's going to get it back. Here's what I believe would happen with the COVID war. And again, I used to be on Hong Kong TV during all of the protests going on in 2019.
Oh.
And I was on loads of times, and I talked to the guys in between. I said, what's going on? Oh, Mr. Salenti, we're going to keep fighting. This is a city of 7.5 million people. 1 million were taking to the streets. 1 million. In the United States, it had 330 million, if you get 1 million people protesting to make it a big deal. 1 million out of 7 million. Anyway, they couldn't stop it. Mm-hmm. They could not stop it. Then what happened? The COVID war, China Lunar New Year 2020, and they locked down Yuan, the city of Yuan. They locked down a couple of other cities in China, and they locked down Hong Kong. And that was the end. Then they passed a security law, and it was over. So to me, China used this. His primary goal was to lock down and take complete control of Hong Kong, which they now have.
They have nothing really. They don't mind losing human beings. They're just ants, okay? So if they want to go after Hong Kong, they will lose a city or two to nukes. Taiwan has nukes. If I said Hong Kong, I meant Taiwan. Taiwan has nukes. They will fight back. Where are they going to fight back?
They fight back, they'll destroy the place, and they'll all die.
That's true. Now here's
but
the
again,
big,
that's
here's
not
the
to say it won't happen, because you got crazy people in charge everywhere. So they'll do crazy stuff.
Here's one I want you to look at. If they went, and the Japanese did this with, there was a discussion with Australia about making a peace treaty, exchanging land for peace. And the Chinese could easily go to the Australians and say, look, you got how many people they have there? 35 million? I don't know, something small. But we'll take 2/3 of your land, and we will not invade you. We'll make that trade. That could happen. And the Australians would make the deal rather than face annihilation. They would. The Chinese want more room. They want land. That's what they want. Anyway.
Yeah,
all right. Well, we will see.
You know, just as we're talking about global things, what's going on in the markets, I really believe the end of the bull run for the S&P 500, NASDAQ, and Dow, it's coming to an end. And it may well, we believe it's going to go into bear territory, down 20%.
The market, 20, the Dow?
Yeah, the Dow going
down
to bear market.
20?
At least 20, yeah. And we got to see what happens. You know, you can't. And it depends what the Fed does. The IMF is warning very loudly not to dump more money into the economy because they're afraid of inflation. They just came out 2 days ago. And because if inflation keeps going up, the Federal Reserve is going to have to raise interest rates. When they raise interest rates, the market's going to crash because what's built it up is this cheap money. And all of these private equity groups that didn't exist in when I was a kid, and these hedge funds and all these people buying up everything, you're looking at merger and acquisition activity hitting new highs. They're borrowing money for nothing. So when inflation goes up, interest rates go up, and that's when everything crashes big time. So now the IMF is warning the United States not to dump more cheap money into here because they're afraid of inflation keep rising. And if that keeps rising, interest rates keep rising. And all that debt from the emerging markets is dollar-based, and they're in trouble already. So they're very concerned about it. So when I say that the economy is going to slow down, the Biden bounce is going to start flattening out.
The Biden bounce.
It's artificially propped up. And, you know,
what
here's the
it?
Other hypocrisy, by the way. And, you know, I couldn't stand Trump. And if Trump was pulling out of Afghanistan like Biden is, they'd all be after him. But because Biden, and I'm saying we should never have been there in the first place. But the media, it's a silence about America pulling out of Afghanistan. And this is in the Trends Journal last week's. We had the facts down there. A Gallup poll in October of 2001. 88% of Americans supported the war. 88%.
Wow.
And to show you the opposite stupidity, right now, according to the New York Times polls that they just put out, only 12% of Americans are following what's going on in Afghanistan. It's probably the 12% that didn't vote to go in.
That's funny. Yeah.
It's sad.
Yeah. Yeah, well, Afghanistan is
falling to the
Taliban. The
longest war in American history cost us trillions of dollars.
And trillions of dollars.
Killed hundreds of thousands of people, probably, you know. Destroyed the country.
The Taliban are rolling over. They're just rolling everything over. They're collecting American military vehicles and equipment everywhere they go.
Yeah. Like Vietnam.
Same.
Just like Vietnam.
You cannot prop up a false and malicious dictatorship and then leave and expect anything else to happen.
They have no business being there in the first place.
No.
And again, one of the covers of our magazine, the Trends Journal, and when the COVID war started taking off, dumb enough to believe Bush's wars, dumb enough to believe the COVID war. How can anybody believe that little boy, a little Georgie Bush with cojones smaller than a mothball, a little daddy's boy, an arrogant little nothing of a clown, and Americans believe that jerk. And that's why I'm going back to World War III. If people are stupid enough to follow anything, and you get a psychopathic, pathological, psychopathic liar president, and that they'll do anything for their egos and their madness, their narcissism, and the people will follow. Just like they marched off to Mussolini, saluted Stalin, hailed Hitler, and dumb enough to march off to Bush's wars. Oh, this is important.
They're not becoming more.
No, they're getting dumber.
Gerald,
they're getting dumber.
Not gonna happen. No,
but it's been going on for centuries. You know, they had an election about a week and a half ago over in France.
Mm-hmm.
35% of the people turned out to vote. That's it.
Well, that's a terminal malaise, is what
no,
it is.
It's not a malaise at all. It's a disgust.
It's a rejection. Oh, it's a rejection. Yeah, I get it. The analysts would call it a malaise, but it is
exactly
a rejection.
Because they say you got to go out and vote. What am I going to vote for? Oh, you should vote for a lesser of two evil. Oh yeah, brilliant! Oh, I do business. Yeah. Oh, evil is great. Oh, there's bad evil and lesser evil. I mean, they evil is evil.
They will never
evil
tell the
evil.
Truth.
Evil is evil. That's like saying almost pregnant.
Up. Yeah, that they're waking up to the fact that it doesn't matter.
Exactly, and that's what we need. We need a whole new. We got to get rid of these establishment parties. That's the only way out.
Here's Trump coming back with his public appearances. And the guy's pushing the kill shot. He's pushing the vaccine. No, he's not going anywhere. He will not mention the name Ron DeSantis, of course. This is such petty ego crap.
Yeah. And no, I know.
The simple fact that he walked out, he called all those American patriots on January 6th to come to D.C. to peacefully protest, which they did. It got out of hand, and we all know now that it was intentionally made to go out of hand. It was a false flag. The intel community was behind it. And there's over 500 people, Gerald, still in basically solitary confinement. They're in a cell 24 hours a day.
Really?
They were arrested. Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yes. Over 500. I'll send you a story. It's absolutely beyond belief. He should have... without any question, blanket pardoned every single one of them. He asked them to go there and demonstrate. And then he turned his back on them.
Oh, he's only interested in himself. Well, you know me. I was the first to call him the winner in 2016, and I never liked him. I wouldn't. Oh, by the way, I'm not having a Labor Day festival this year in Kingston. And the reason why is because I was invited to be a speaker at Ron Paul's conference in Washington, D.C. on Labor Day weekend. I think it's September 4th.
Nice.
And so I'm honored that I'm going to be a speaker there.
That's going to be big. That's good.
Yeah, so everybody, you know, if you're going to want to go, you better make your reservations now because this thing's going to sell out. And Judge Napolitano, ironically, is going to be another speaker. And so he and I will be down there. And I'm mentioning this because Ron Paul is the last person I voted for president in 2012.
Mm-hmm.
That's the last time I voted. Mm-hmm. And the time before that was Ralph Nader. So that's it. I've only voted for Ron
Paul.
That's
very interesting. That's quite
and Ralph Nader.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
I don't vote for lesser of two evils.
If you don't understand now that your vote doesn't matter after what happened in the last so-called election, you never will.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's a joke.
It's a bad joke.
Yeah.
We got to get rid of the establishment. We need a new system. And that's what I'm trying to do with Unite for Freedom, Peace, and Justice. So if anybody wants to help, you go to OccupyPeace.com. And please make a donation because it takes money to make this happen. You have no idea the amount. Well, you do have an idea. The amount of work that went into putting this last 4th of July festival on. I mean, I had teams of guys working constantly for over a month, you know, just putting it together. You know, the stage, the lighting, everything that we did, you know, the vendors, the tents, and on and on and on and on and on.
Well, we can look forward to Christmas in Kingston, right?
They may prohibit it with the COVID, with the Delta variant.
Well, we'll be in lockdown again by then because of the new triple mutant in California. This is a joke. It's such a bad joke. And then the real number, I get these a lot of stories about the injured, Gerald. And these people are injured for life, many of them. They're shaking. They've got tremors. These young kids are getting, they're having heart attacks, heart seizures, heart inflammation, brain clots, you name it. And no one seems to say anything. The American people say nothing.
They never do. Look, they march off to war for centuries. I got this famous artwork. It's by this guy who shows Napoleon's march to Moscow.
Oh, I know what you mean.
What did he leave, like 420,000, 250,000 something men, and came back with 10,000?
Right.
Yeah, it's been going on forever. Forever.
Same old.
So it's not about it, and that's why we need a big change. Yeah, this is on CNBC's website, top story. Mm-hmm. Pfizer says it is developing a COVID booster shot to target, you ready? The highly transmissible Delta variant.
Oh, yes. There's another one called the Lambda variant. And there's another one called the Epsilon variant. And no one seems to notice the Russian story where they said there are at least 4,000 variants of this alleged virus. So it's a never-ending bottomless pit of crap they're going to be dipping into to try to scare people. Same old stuff. Listen, you take care. Glad things are okay. And congratulations on the Ron Paul thing. We'll talk to you next month. You be well.
Okay, man. All the best. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thanks, Gerald. All right, we'll be right back. Hold on. Hour number 2.